I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. May we have a roll call?
Yes, Director Dawson?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Director Mason?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Okay. I would like to ask Duke Dunham from the Ambrose Lions Club to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Here, would you all join me, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda, but first, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead with your speech.
Okay. I would like us to consider postponing discussion of 10B and C until after the closed session tonight. Do I have acceptance of that, a motion to accept that?
Well, first you.
When we do the, and you have something?
Yeah, first through the chair, I'd like to, on closed session number 11, to me, the employee performance evaluation should come before the labor negotiation.
Yeah.
That should be first.
So we want to switch around 11-1 with 2?
Yeah, I want 2 to be 1, 1 to be 2.
Okay, and then Judy, you want to have 10B and C come after 11, renamed
yes.
1 and renamed 2.
Right.
I agree.
Okay.
And then just one more point, since you want to make that switch on B, I have a concern about B because according to his contract, except as described herein, this document may be amended, extended, modified, altered, or changed only by written instrument signed by both the district and law, and the laws of the state of California shall govern the interpretation and enforcement of this agreement. So as far as the contract says, we can't even discuss this extension because we have had no written agreement by the district or the law, or the law. And that's his contract. That comes right out of his contract.
Do you comment on that?
Well,
legal counsel.
Well, yeah. I mean, the board can approve the amendment of the contract, and then the actual document can come later. You can authorize, you know, parties to sign the agreement, so you can go ahead and approve it and just implement it later.
Well, just with all due respect, that's not what it says here. It says by written instrument. Before we can even make a change, it has to be written. You want us to make an action before we have a written agreement.
Well, yeah, you can take the action and implement it.
That's not what this says here in the contract.
Well, we may have a different interpretation.
Well, we might. We always do. And it always seems to be on the lowest side of the district instead of raising the bar.
We agree on numerous occasions.
But all I can tell you is, far as I'm concerned, we should not be discussing that item because we didn't proceed the written. To me, you want to put the cart before the horse and want to discuss this 2 year, which to me, it brings up another point that should be part of negotiations anyway. I don't know why it's even a separate item. That should be all part of labor negotiations if we want to extend the contract or not. So I don't know, it was very confusing who put this on there, because then on C it says to extend it for a month. When it says here he wants a 2 year extension, I mean, to me that's part of the negotiation process.
It's really intended to provide the board with some flexibility for the results of that negotiating process. So if you don't come to agreement tonight, you can do the 30-day extension because the contract, my understanding, ends in
the 15th.
Yeah, so you can extend it a month if you don't complete your labor negotiations tonight.
No, yeah.
And then the other item provides flexibility so that if you want to do a 1 year contract or a 2 year contract or more, it provides flexibility for you to take that action.
Well, I understand that, but that should be part of the negotiations to me.
Well, it will be.
Well, that's not what it says. It says consider an extension. To me, that should have been in the negotiation process.
Right, but if we didn't title it that way, your hands would be tied in trying to take an action after the negotiations. You couldn't do it tonight. So we have to come up with a title that gives you the board the flexibility to take that action.
Well, I'm going to still bring it up in close ends. I still think it's in violation of the contract, but whatever. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
I move we approve the agenda as amended.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Secretary?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Turlickson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. I don't hear any comments, so do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented?
I make a motion to approve this consent calendar as presented.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Turlickson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, we have a couple of presentations this evening, and our first is going to be from the Ambrose Lions Club, and Carolyn is not able to be here tonight, but Duke Denham, representative. What is your office in the Ambrose Lions?
I'm the secretary.
All right, very good. Well, we look forward to hearing your presentation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, my name is Duke Denham. I'm the secretary of the Ambrose Lions Club. Of which Director Garcia is a member, I might add. And as you may or may not know, the Lions Club is 1.4 million people, members, the largest service organization in the world, and we're real proud of that. We're the only people who have been allowed in China so far. And again, this year, the Ambrose-Pittsburgh Lions Club would like to thank the Ambrose Rec and Park District for the use of the Clearland property for our annual Spring Carnival fundraiser. This year, our proceeds will go to actually three scholarships, but two to seniors that are over at Mount Diablo High School. We do eye exams and glasses for the community. We make donations to the uniform closets as well as the historical foundation, your garden club and things like that, and to various other community programs. And it's my pleasure this year to make a donation, present this check for $1,000 to the Ambrose Rec and Park. So thank you for the use of the property. We sure appreciate it, and that's what it's our fundraisers that enable us to do what we can for the community.
Duke, I'd like to also compliment the carnival people for leaving the property at Killerland very clean, and it was really nice.
Great.
And I know there were hundreds of people there because I went by there several times. And it was really very gratifying to see everyone in the community and probably people, commuters that came back. But I want to compliment the Ambrose Lions Club with the carnival company.
Yeah,
it was very well patrolled. And I also thank you for keeping the environment.
We try very hard. We discuss that beforehand with them. And I will tell you, what we have now is developed through a process of a lot of conversation between all of us, as well as suggestions made by other people.
Great. Well, thank
you
very much for being here. Come back when you can stay longer, and if you have some other ideas that you'd like to work with us. Yes. Thank you. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce our new recreation coordinator, Jackie Santa Maria, and Mr. Long, do you have some words for us?
Yes. As you know, John Tell Fisher moved on to bigger and better things. He took full-time employment, so we were fortunate enough to recruit Jackie as her replacement, and she's been working with the district in that capacity for a few weeks now, anyway, and she actually had to hit the ground running. This is one of our busier times of year. As you know, the Keller grants are due and some other things that are were in the plans with John Tell. She has now been passed the baton to. So she's done a very good job trying to get up to speed, and we're doing as much as we can to give her a helping hand and ensure that she doesn't go completely underwater. But just like this opportunity for her to step to the podium and introduce herself to you and tell you a little bit about her background and who she is.
Great. Hello, good evening, Madam Chair.
First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you guys for allowing me to work in this wonderful community. The AMBRO staff has definitely been helpful in getting me acclimated to everything and supportive. You know, growing up in this community here in Bay Point has really given me a really humbling experience, you know, to really stay connected to this community. And one of my, I always like to tell people that one of my best memories is my mom dragging me along here to the AMBRO Center while she attended her aerobics class. And, you know, so I have memories here, you know, and even at the AMBRO pool, you know, spending quality time with my family. So, I mean, I grew up here and this is a place that, you know, I call home. So I developed a passion in really helping people. So that for me has been something that I've always put at the top of my list, you know, whether it's my family or friends or anyone that, you know, needs help. And so that's been my experience growing up, and it's really been something helpful for me to be able to, you know, work in this community and continue to just give back. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just want to, you know, thank you for the opportunity, and I will, you know, continue to do the best I can and with everything that I have. And, you know, hopefully we have some stuff coming up, so you guys will be able to experience that and have the families come out, and, you know, so.
Yes. I just want to say she's really underselling herself. So she's worked in our schools and with some at-risk youth. She brings bilingualism, sorely needed at this center. She has huge connections at Riverview with the kids and the teachers and the staff. And she really, I think, brings our community together. And I'm so excited for you to be here and so thankful. And your work with people, but kids, I mean, you have such a passion for kids. And I know rec's for everyone, but I suspect that you're going to make a huge impact on the kids, and then that just trickles up to the parents, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations, and I'm just so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And come to our meeting, ask us, we can be of assistance. Don't hesitate to let us know.
Okay. I will. All right. Thank you.
Congratulations, Joe.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I attended a pre-construction meeting about the pool. The contractor was there along with the staff at the City of Pittsburgh who will be overseeing the project. The project officially kicks off then, which means the sands and the hourglass start to run on May 19th. And they'll let us know the schedule and when they're going to be mobilizing and getting everything prepared. In that light, we're preparing a groundbreaking ceremony. I'm trying to identify a date where all the electeds and the folks that have been involved in the entire process of the pool renovation will be able to be there and break ground for the pool project itself. So that's going to be an exciting and long-awaited event. So I'll let you know more about that as we solidify the date. I did find out that we were awarded the CDBG grant for the painting of the auditorium and the replacement of the ceiling tiles.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's just another step in improving this facility. As you know, that's one of the much used facilities that we have, and it is a revenue generating facility, so it's really good to give that a facelift. And, you know, along that line, I just want to let you know that the district has been really successful over the last couple of years in securing funds for programs and activities, and we've reached almost nearly the $700,000 mark over the last couple of years in fundraising for projects and programs. So I think the district should be very proud of that fact. Again, we look forward to this particular project and the facelift it will give the community center, and I think that'll be another a nice addition along with the floor and, of course, the recently renovated restrooms. So that concludes my presentation.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you very much. At this time, we are open for public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters that's not on this agenda, but within our jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and a request to speak form is on the back table and should be submitted to staff before speaking. No action can be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on this agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And at this moment, we have a speaker, Marsha Leslie.
I just want to take this time to thank the Lions Club for doing what they do and handing a check back to the board for $1,000. I'd like to see that money go back into the Lions Den in the pool down at Ambrose. Now, I don't know if that's under the pool project for renovation or not, but the Lions Club keeps giving money to the board, and we don't see anything where this goes. Now, wouldn't it be nice if it went back and went under the Lions Den in the park and clean that up? It's not in good shape at all. So I think the board needs to consider what they're doing and giving you money. You need to give it and help them put back that area to make it clean so people can use it. Okay? Think about that.
Thank you for your suggestion. Okay, we do not have a legal report and no public hearing at this time. However, in board matters, we are going to we are also going to allow individuals that want to speak on the items that are on this agenda to first fill out and submit a request to speak form, address the board, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. They're limited to 3 minutes. Okay. At this time, in 10A, we're going to review draft articles of incorporation and bylaws for the proposed Ambrose Rec and Park Foundation 501c3. Okay, General Manager.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As you recall, at the last board meeting, the board directed the General Manager along with legal counsel to draft the articles of incorporation and bylaws for the establishment of a new foundation, and you can notice that the name of the new foundation, the proposed name, is the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Foundation, and we just thought it would be a good idea to have your sets of eyes take a look at the documents and provide any kind of feedback that you may have. There's some things of note that I just wanted to draw your attention to. Article 3, Board of Directors, and this is in the bylaws, you'll see that the makeup of the minimum amount of membership is consistent with the foundation that was originally established back in 2006, I believe. It would consist of, at a minimum, of 5 members, 2 of which would be directors of the Board of Ambrose Recreation and Park District, 2 members from the administrative staff, and 1 resident within the jurisdictional boundaries of the Ambrose Rec. So that's consistent. Also, I just wanted to draw your attention to the membership. Board members can grow up to as many as 15, so anywhere between 5 and 15 members. Also, the term of office is 2 years. The meetings, this is a little bit different than the original foundation. We're advising that they meet quarterly or 4 times a year, which it's very important to have regularly scheduled meetings. It kind of inspires the group to stay connected, stay involved, and keep working towards specific goals. Another important element in the bylaws is that the meetings will be in conformance with the Brown Act. We do have 2 members from the Ambrose board serving on there, so it would make it a Brown Act meeting. Outside of that, you know, you've had an opportunity to review these, and we would, of course, legal counsel Kurt Kidder is here to answer any questions you may have. So we, at this point, would be willing to entertain any comments or suggestions. There is no action required on this. This is just purely advisory at this time. Yes.
Okay. What say you, board members?
Yeah, through the chair, on Number F, compensation and expenses. It states that director won't receive compensation, but then it says they can be reimbursed for the expense of incurring and performing their duties. I don't think that should come out of the taxpayer's money. That should come out of the fund, your foundation, whatever you raise. I don't think taxpayers should be paying for all these whatever added expenses you think these directors are going to incur, but I just don't think it's right for the taxpayers to keep paying for this stuff.
Any other comments?
My understanding is, I'm glad Director Mason brought that up, because my understanding was that the monies of the foundation, not taxpayers.
That's correct.
Be paying for that. So, I mean, if you as a taxpayer made a donation to this 501(c)(3), you've decided that's what you want, and however they're going to use it, that's how they're going to use it. But my understanding wasn't that, you know, community members in the Ambrose District at large would have anything to do with this.
It's my understanding the way that these foundations get started and get going is typically the governmental entity will provide some seed money for administrative expenses and what have you. But yeah, once it gets rolling, then the charitable donations come in. It's kind of a self-sustaining organization. So you're right.
Okay, any other comments? Okay. This is not a vote item. And we are going to. We're going to go ahead.
Just a question. It has the district, wait, Ambrose Recreation Park District Foundation. It's not just Park Foundation. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, and it says it on the item title, but not within the document.
So we should.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I knew somebody.
Yeah.
I just got wet. Oops, yeah. I forgot this.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
There is flexibility there if you want to use
the main. RPDF.
Right.
Yes. I'm good.
You're all about flexibility.
Yeah, there's the Articles of Incorporation basically are, with the exception of 2B,
right,
are basically pretty boilerplate from what the Secretary of State and the Attorney General are looking for in Articles of Incorporation. So just to be safe, you kind of want to use their language.
Right, okay.
Kind of, obviously, in Article 3, somebody's going to have to be identified to be the agent for the new nonprofit. And then you're also on the back page, you notice that there's a line for an incorporator.
Right.
And that could be one or numerous incorporators. I've also worked for Pleasant Hill and Hayward, and I think it's Hayward had, you know, like 25 incorporators, and they all signed the document, and it looked great. But you can do it with one, but somebody will have to be identified to be the incorporator. And then just on the bylaws, there's much more flexibility in the bylaws, especially the board of directors and elections and filling vacancies and all those kinds of things.
Right.
As it's set out, it's pretty simple now. I mean, you can have between 5 and 15 directors. You need a minimum of 5, and that's those 5 that are identified in 3A. And as you know, in 3B, this board will actually be the initial board of directors for the foundation, and then it'll get hand off as time advances and people are nominated to fill these spots. So just be aware of that. And the general manager did point out that in G6, Article 3, G6, this will be a Brown Act body. Since it is being basically established by a Brown Act body, there will be people on this body serving on that body also, that it will be considered a legislative body for terms of the Brown Act. And then once you're a Brown Act body, it also goes along with the Public Records Act. They kind of go hand in hand, so the foundation will also be subject to the Public Records Act. Just a note. Otherwise, the bylaws are sort of loosely based on the bylaws of the preceding foundation. I also took a look at the bylaws of the foundations for Pleasant Hill and for Hayward, and kind of took some of their good stuff and tailored it to this foundation. So while there is flexibility in this, you're kind of within the guideposts of what they want to see in bylaws. So obviously the board takes no action on these tonight. All that needs to happen is the incorporator sign off on the articles. The draft bylaws go with the articles to the Secretary of State along with your check, and then they review it to make sure it complies with the law. The other side of that is, because it'll be a nonprofit corporation, you'll have to apply with the Franchise Tax Board and the IRS to get your nonprofit standing, and that's, you know, a couple more forms and a couple more checks. I'm not sure how long the process takes, but you could think probably at least several months.
It used to be 6 months.
Okay,
yeah.
Several.
Now, although we don't vote on it because we're spending $1,000 on it, we have to vote on that.
Yeah, to appropriate funds, unless it's otherwise handled by your rules, yeah, you're going to, at some point, you're going to appropriate some funds.
Wait, your rules, right. Yeah, so he can handle it.
Recommendations to staff.
Okay. Question. I didn't get any 10B or 10C.
10B or 10C?
That's not.
That's what we're going to go into.
That's we're going to go into.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's nothing like.
No, we don't. So we're going back to closed session.
Okay, all right, so at this time, the board matters 10B and C will be looked at when we come back from closed session. Bring us back together to complete our agenda items. This time, board matters 10B to consider.
Oh, wait.
We should report out from closed session.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. And this is items 11.1 and 2 on the board agenda.
Right.
There were labor negotiations held, and an agreement was reached by the parties. It will not be a final decision for closed session purposes because the action will be taken in open session under item 10B.
Thank you. At this time on board matters 10B, to consider an extension of the general manager's agreement with Doug Long for up to 2 years or longer, the group came to an agreement with the general manager Doug Long that we would extend his contract 3 years, and I would like to open this for a vote. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we extend the general manager's contract for, amend his current contract for an extension of 3 more years.
I second.
Okay.
Okay, Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Mason.
No.
Director Dawson.
Aye. Okay, and then 10C we do not need to consider this because we have extended his contract as we just voted on. Okay, so we are moving to.
So Madam Chair.
Yes.
The contract amendment has been drafted, it's still in draft form, waiting to see what was going to happen tonight, so I can finalize the document now and insert the 3-year extension.
Okay.
All the other terms and conditions of the contract will remain the same.
Okay.
So that it's just going to affect one item. And then so it would be executed by the general manager and by the board chair, I presume.
And I think the chair has the blank copy of it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right there.
Right here. Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
We can do that tonight, right?
Yes.
Or do we have to do it?
You'll have to wait till we.
Well, I have to do the document.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can send it.
Oh,
I can send it along.
Okay.
Online.
Okay.
Online.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you,
Council.
Thank you
very much for your guidance.
I left my folder in the other room.
Okay, at this time, we're opening it for committee reports, board comments on items for next month's agenda.
Yeah, through the chair, I just want to make one brief comment. Since the board is starting their own foundation, I will not be participating in any decisions regarding that foundation.
Anyone else have comments?
I'm looking forward to the Bay Point Spring Derby that's happening this Memorial Day. We're expecting, oh, here's a flyer. And our Spring Derby Committee Chair is Ms. Eva Garcia. And she's expecting the same number of entries. Of course, it starts with a 9 o'clock ceremony, Memorial Day ceremony. It starts, and then we have the parade at 10 a.m. and then we have a festival at 11 a.m. And this is being brought to you by the Bay Point Garden Club and Ambrose Recreation Park District with a generous grant from the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund.
Nice. And
so fun. And the Spring Derby Committee has been working really hard on it this past week. Wanted to commend them.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Comments?
No.
Okay. I obtained an email from the California Association of Park and Recreation Commissioners and Board Members regarding a commissioner and board member training June 4th, 2016 in all places, Antioch, California. And so it's going to be on June the 4th at the Antioch Community Center on Lone Tree Way. And there'll be quite a few nice topics on park and rec agendas, agencies, legal aspects of being a commissioner or board member, role of commissioners and board members, the importance of ethical behavior, roundtable discussions with your colleagues, and the benefits of CAPRCBM. And the training will begin at 9:30 and will conclude at 3 o'clock. Morning refreshments and lunch are included at no cost to the participant. And I will give everyone a flyer and to the general manager. So I'm planning on going, and it's June the 4th, so.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. If you have nothing else to do.
Sure.
Also, I wanted to mention that the Relay for Life of Pittsburgh 2016 is moving right along, and our relay will be July 16th and 17th at the City Hall, where it was last year. If people would like to come out and volunteer, just to come out and see what we're about. If you're a cancer survivor and would like to participate, we would love to have you. We have a survivor brunch that's going to be at the Steel Town Coffee Shop. It'll be on Sunday
prior?
It'll be June, is it the 12th? Is it the 12th on a Sunday?
12.
Uh-huh, right. So we'll be at the Steel Town Coffee Shop in downtown Pittsburgh. And let's see, we also have openings for survivors to participate in the survivor walk in the morning, and luminarias, and if any businesses would like to participate and come out, we'd love to have you to support Relay for Life, the American Cancer Society, and we want to be inclusive with Bay Point also. So, and there should be some flyers up in the front, area in the front by Debbie's office. And if you need any more information, be sure and let me know.
I have one thing. It was brought up at the Bay Point CAP by Bob Berwin in Ms. Mason's stead when she wasn't there about a historical tour on June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some people ask me for information or how to get information about it, and I was just wondering if anybody...
Would you like a flyer?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
A historical tour at Bay Point?
Yeah, so... Is it appropriate to have her elaborate a little bit on
this? This is on June 4th, too.
It's on June 4th, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. Yeah, is that,
It's a historical tour here in town, and then it's gonna be finished with a docudrama here.
A docudrama.
Of Port Chicago.
I think that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And what was your name?
Nancy Colpico.
Thank you, Nancy, this is really cool. Yeah, I've had a lot of people asking for you, if you wanted to hand them something.
This is yours.
Yeah.
Have you been able to put this in the paper?
Thank you.
Did you?
Facebook?
She was just wondering.
I saw it on Facebook.
Have you been able to put this on, in the newspaper?
Events or anything?
In the Contra Costa Times, I have to talk to my person who's supposed to be doing that.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it.
This is great.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Madam Chair, I have just one more comment. I can't wait for the groundbreaking. Can do it the sooner the better.
Yeah.
What is the?
Excited, I'm so excited.
I know, me too. The groundbreaking will be whenever we can all come to a consensus, okay? Is it May, sometime in May?
Probably first part of June.
First part of June, okay.
How about June 4th, because everything's happening that day.
There could be elected officials.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn. Is that appropriate at this time, Madam Chair?
Yes, it is.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, everybody, for your contribution.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
No, really, no, really.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
We'll see you at Memorial Day.
Yeah.
That's everything about June 4th.
I'm gonna call you.
I was also thinking you can do it during the Memorial Day, since I don't know how you're gonna fit that. And you're not here.
I'm not here, yeah.
Are you on vacation?
You're not here.
Oh, that's the fun one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
Where you're like the activity director?
It's a really big, but this is a different one.
Okay, this isn't the.
Oh, you can do it the Friday or June 4th. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back from.
Or the Sunday. It's just too many things.
Anything else?
No.
I'm ready to sign.
Seems like there was something. The last one or something I had, but I don't have it with me. Seems like there was something else I know that. It wasn't this, it was like last month. I don't know. I'll call you if I do.
At the break, groundbreaking.
Oh, no, at the groundbreaking.
All righty.
Oh, no, no, he's the city supervisor.